Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. It's Anita. Yes, I know I'm starting on a Tuesday. Looks like I'll have different days for my show, but anyway, yes, I did post about the 5-year anniversary on Facebook, and I'm still super happy about it. And Super Bowl does have something to do with my show. That's actually where I got the idea to do Roman numerals for my episode numbers. And yeah, I did have to look up. Sometimes I still have to look up what the Roman numeral is for a particular number. Like today is the 97th episode, so yay. One step closer to 100, and 100 will just be the C. So it's 10 minus 100 plus 5 plus 2. Yeah, it seems like some long form math. But yeah, this is episode 97. And the Patriots won again. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I did watch a few commercials. The one with Chance, the rapper, and Backstreet Boys. Still surprised I won it that way. It will be 20 this year. I was surprised No Scrub is 20. So I was like, oh yeah, that's old school. And I was like, I was in high school when that song came out. But yeah, I actually like the remix of I Want It That Way. And I watched the Cardi B commercial because I, even though I don't really listen to a lot of Cardi B's music, I like her personality as a I like her as a person. So yeah, Rams lost. Even though everybody wanted them to win because it's a typical underdog thing. And I heard a lot about Liam Neeson. Get where he was coming from. I know, like, well, Irish are racist. I don't even think he's Irish. And he said black blank about wanting to hurt someone who sexually assaulted his friend. And I get it because something like that happens to me, my loved ones would want to do the same thing. He brought up, because someone asked, what did the person look like? He was honest. And this was 40 years ago. And as crazy as it is, even though he mentioned color, and I am a black female who has had my moments of experiencing racism, and I will do an episode about the difference between racism and prejudice. I've had to explain that to people using candy. I'm totally serious. It made sense because there, like, I don't like cotton candy. But anyway, another topic, another day. So, he was on a revenge quest. That's probably why he does so many revenge movies. So, according to the interview for his new movie, his friend 40 years ago was raped. Rape and sexual assault are different. See Brock Turner case. The one's at his finest. But anyway, so she said who did it. She said a black guy. I wasn't there. I don't know. Because in the States, I wasn't even born 40 years ago, but in the States, some white women who were sexual did blame a black guy, even when the sex was consensual. But again, another topic, another day. So he sees his friend, female friend, crying and upset and hurt. He wants to do the chivalrous thing. My friend, my loved one's hurt. I want to fix this. That is a typical male response. The guy looks like this. She didn't know. She wasn't a sketch artist. It wasn't like, okay, so he is a caramel-colored, 6'2", medium-built guy with almond, well, not quite almond-shaped eyes, but more like puppy dog eyes. Oddly enough, they were like medium gray, which I'm totally surprised by. So she wasn't able to really give that kind of description to be specific. She said black guy. And let's face it, unless you are a part of an ethnic group, everybody in another ethnic group looks alike. It sounds right, but every ethnic group is like that. Like, as an African American, I really can't tell the difference between, outside of hearing their voices, of somebody who is Lithuanian, Swedish, or British. That's just how it goes. So she said black guy, he's hurt, he's angry, you know, her life is ruined because even now sexual isn't taken seriously by the cops. I mean, they're finally going back to back DNA to, and this is in America. So again, Ireland 40 years ago, keep the zeitgeist in mind. So he wanted to fix it. And he walked around wanting to beat up somebody coming out of a pub/bar. Who was black. on paper, people are mad. But take race. He's not hating the person because they're black. He's hating a black person who did an action. Oddly enough, it made me think of the Samuel L. Jackson movie, A Time to Kill. At least in saying it, he got it right. Yeah, it was fiction, but he found the person who raped his daughter, and he killed him. It was in the film, in the book. In real life, he probably would have got lynched. I know I'm being cavalier, but I'm not lying. He went after the right person. And oddly enough, Liam Neeson's thought process reminded me of the concept of revenge. Besides making me think of A Time to Kill, it also reminded me of the time Dexter killed the wrong person. For those who didn't watch Dexter, it was a Showtime show based off of a book series. Yes, I'm giving you an explanatory comma. A book series written by the son-in-law of Ernest Hemingway, and Dexter was a vigilante who worked for, who had a day job as a blood spatter analysis and a nighttime job killing bad people. But one time, I don't know how many kills he had. I didn't read the books. You know, I can only guesstimate the TV shows. So maybe after like 100 or whatever, he'd been doing it since he was a teenager, he killed the wrong person. He vetted them properly. Again, vigilante only kills bad people. Accidentally killed the wrong person. And that probably would have been what happened with Liam. You know, that you wanted to help your friend perfectly, but it went wrong. And now you're the person who that family wants revenge for. I know what I'm trying to say, but the family of the hypothetical wrong, the victim, another victim, you were angry, you were there, and you're pumped up on adrenaline and anger and rage. Yeah, no. He said he did talk to a priest, which was good, and power walking. I get that part too, because let's face it, I'm just going to guess. I don't know if there were a lot of like martial art studios in Ireland in the 70s. I'm not being mean for saying that, but I got to wonder, you know. And at least he did find a way to transfer that energy. You know, 2 weeks, Paul, he was looking. He wanted to amend his friend. Nothing wrong with that. Talked to a priest. Nothing wrong with that. Went for a power walk. And I can't blame him for how that is. Because I'm female, you know. As a female, you have a 1 in 4 chance of that happening. It's horrible, but the statistics, which can be manipulated. I'm not sure what's under the grounds of sexual assault, but I know my loved ones would be just as mad. I mean, look at what happened with the previous thing with the hotel. My friends were mad. They were hurt, you know. That's what your friends do. Something bad happens to your friend, you all band together and it's like, we're going to fix this. And especially with guys, it's like, we're going to come up with a solution and act on it. And sometimes they act on it wrong. And in Liam's case, it was him attempting to be a good friend. And yeah, at least he didn't kill anybody. Yeah, he has a successful, and I don't know what happened to it. I don't even know if he's still in touch with that friend from 40 years ago. Because, I mean, I haven't talked to one of my closest friends from high school in years. And, I mean, the last time I talked to her, I think I was in college. So it was like, well, near the end of college. So this was like 2006, so 13 years versus 40. But he had to tap into that for this role. I'm not going to judge because I get it. You know, you don't want your friends to feel hurt. And if you know somebody looks like that, you're going to go looking. He didn't hurt anybody. Hopefully she got the help she needed and is in a happy place, you know, but I don't know. And the case that made me think of a and I do have it posted for a previous episode. It was episode 88, where I touched on the cop, the female cop in Dallas, Amber Geiger, who shot her neighbor, Bohan Jean. That's one of the, another case where it looks on the surface, it looks like a race case, you know, especially in this, you have a white, a cop in the South who is a white female shooting a black man. On paper, totally do it, totally about race. But then you look at it like, why, how? This is too much. It's like, this is too much about race to actually be about race. I really think it's going to turn into a Lifetime movie. I'm not being random or crazy, but I've been tired when I've left work. I've been tired when I have left meeting with a customer. I've lived in apartments. You sort of run on autopilot, but how do you not know your colors if you're not colorblind? And then on top of that, you're a police officer. You're always, even if you're out of uniform, you're still on duty, if that makes sense. It's like being a doctor, you know. You may leave the hospital and go to your goddaughter's bat mitzvah or your frat brother's son's Christmas play. I don't know. I'm just, you know. But if somebody gets sick or they have a go into anaphylactic shock, you still have to do your job. You can be like, oh, well, I'm not at the hospital. I'm off duty. Same with a cop. You know, there's a serial killer on the loose in your neighborhood, all points bulletin. You can't be like, I'm tired. No, there's a serial killer out. So that is a high-stress job, and I respect the good cops because the good cops do not get enough credit. So you're walking up the stairs, da-da-da-da-da. You drove to the wrong floor. And then you didn't notice anything. And even as a female going, and I know this is going to sound sexist, and I have not paid attention before, but I'm not a cop and I'm not carrying a gun around. I don't have a bat with me. And this is the sad reality of being female. You have to always be aware of your surroundings. And this is especially true as a cop. So you are so tired, you're not aware of your surroundings. Like, and then how did you go on autopilot to this man's apartment? Didn't even notice the mat. That would scare me as a citizen of Dallas that this cop noticed anything. And you're knocking on the door, you hear a voice. It would be different if it was, I just got the 90-second mark. Okay, you go to the apartment on your floor and they have the same mat. Now, that would just be weird. But okay, I could give it. But it's a different floor, different color. Didn't notice. And there truly are some people who see race about everything. I'm not going to say racism. Again, I am a black female in America, born in the South, middle-aged, I'm going to quote close to it. I can't say it doesn't exist, but sometimes that's not it. So much like the Liam Neeson thing, that I don't feel like that was, even though he brought up black, but it could have been tall guy. And even when he did the interview on Good Morning America, you know, it could have been tall guy with blonde hair. It could have been anybody with a wrist tattoo. I don't know if she, you know, if the guy the assaulting person had on a mask and she said they had, going back to the silver eyes thing, maybe he would have been so mad he would have went after everybody with silver eyes if the guy had the assailant had been covered head to toe and the only thing she saw was silver eyes. I don't know. I just know sometimes it's just not about race. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you and goodbye.